Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Miss Rachel, and this is Catching Time Podcast, where we are hoping, desiring, loving for you to catch time as a family in the car, wherever you're listening, to have a 10-minute quick idea for a conversation, and hopefully it springboards you into so much more. We're excited you're with us. Let's go.
Hi, friends. It's Miss Rachel and Brian, and we are back with Catching Time, and I have our question for this episode.
Love it. Let's go.
All right. How much freedom do you think you'll have when you're older compared to now?
Oh, I love that question.
Right.
So I love it from the perspective of like talking with kinder toddlers, mm-hmm. like maybe not toddlers, but
yes.
kinder elementary, but yeah. also high schoolers,
yeah.
middle schoolers, because I think there's this perception that freedom is amazing, and you're
little
do they know, freedom isn't free.
Yes.
No, but that sounded so ominous. But that with this freedom comes so much that I'm not sure we're always ready for.
Yes,
I know with some of my freedom, particularly in high school, I was not ready for some of the decisions that I was allowed to make.
Yeah,
and made some poor ones when I gained more freedom. And I also think that our ideas of freedom are very different from maybe what our parents are thinking, what we're thinking. But also, I'm trying not to over-spiritualize, but I think the only true freedom we find is that in a relationship with Jesus. And I'd love to unpack that a little bit more. So
yeah.
I'm going to just take a minute. Sorry,
yeah.
Rachel.
Yeah, no, go for it.
But when we know and love Jesus, we are allowed to live life and live life abundantly, as Scripture puts it.
Yeah.
And I think that's freedom. Is not feeling the encumbrance of the achievements of this world, not
yeah.
feeling the drive or the weight of the expectations of school.
Comparisons.
And comparisons. But no, I know who I am, and I know the freedom that I have to be a believer, to be a Christian, to follow after Jesus is actually like the best.
Yeah.
And I don't have to pretend to be something. I don't have to – yeah, I think – identity and freedom in Christ is huge because we're not locked into the identities or the what I call them the preambles to Christians
yeah.
That we like to put on it. Like,
mm-hmm.
well, I'm a ex-Christian or I'm trying to think of some distinctions. Well, I'm a literalist Christian or I'm a we even do it. I'm Methodist Christian. Well, we're Christians. Let's be
Christians
first. Let's place
yes.
our identity in being small, like little Christians, right?
Yeah.
That's to be little Christ instead of whatever we want to put before it, right?
Yeah.
We're coming up on an election, right?
Yes.
And I'm not trying to be divisive or anything, but sometimes we go, well, I'm a Republican Christian or I'm a Democrat Christian. I think we just need to understand that our freedom and all of that comes from knowing and affirming who Christ is.
Yeah.
And not the other way around. Anyway, I'm getting off track.
No, I'm so glad that
yeah.
you went there,
yeah.
To talk about that because we're just flipping it where we're doing our spiritual part first.
First, yes.
A little bit later. I love that so much. And mm-hmm. Why don't we take a moment and stop now and talk about your what that means for you right now, for each of you, what does that mean to have freedom in Christ? What does it mean? What did he give for you so that you can have the abundance that you do have? So yeah, let's
yeah.
stop and talk about that right now.
We're back. We're talking about freedom. Sorry, went off the rails there for a minute, Rachel. But here's my idea of freedom. And one of the things I talk a lot about with teenagers
yeah.
is what do you need to get free from? I talk with high school boys, high school girls, middle school boys, is we fall into sin cycle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about this a lot with students, but we sin, we feel guilt, which then pushes us to shame, which pushes us right back to the sin, right? Like we can't escape that cycle.
Yeah.
And it can sometimes be a mental cycle. Sometimes it is just a physical trigger cycle. And so identifying where those things happen and being able to put an end to it grants freedom, right? So breaking kind of that wheel. When you're talking with kids, right? And again, this is for those who can think a little more abstract, our high schoolers, our middle schoolers, where they can go, hey, cycle is part of my life. Sin is part of my life. When you're talking about with little ones, what are some of the freedoms that they're starting to experience and how do we engage with? I think about moving them from the crib to the big girl bed. Or, yes. You know, like yeah. those are big moments of freedom.
They are.
And how do we embrace those?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because there's also other moments where they get to choose. What do I eat? What do I wear to school?
Yeah.
You know, those are moments of freedom for them because we've been choosing for them. Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to put you in this outfit today.
Yeah.
This is what's clean. You know, where they get to choose. No, I want to wear this particular football jersey. But no, I want this embroidered one that says it's your first day of school.
Yes.
Come, please wear this. Mm-hmm. And so, like, you have to pick your battles
yeah.
on, you know, which one do you want and that kind of thing. So for our younger kids, it's the freedom for their choice.
Yeah.
You know, what is their choice that they're making? Do I want – I think of in behaviors, do I mm-hmm. want to be upset that I didn't get my way, or can I choose to, you know, shout about it, or can I choose to still be upset but react in a different way
yeah.
To the freedom that I don't have in this moment? So, yeah.
I'm going to ask you this kind of follow-up question too, and I hope our parents can hear this, whatever stage you're at. Rachel, you are a little further along in parenting than I am. Have you had to increase the freedom that you give your child over time? And right, there's no sort of well, we went up one step. How does that,
yeah.
how has that looked? What were some of those, I don't know, harder conversations about freedom? If yes. you can think of any, again, we got a couple minutes left.
Yes,
but,
yes.
Yeah.
Well, having one in college now, it is the freedom is the time that they come home. Mm-hmm. She has a car. You know, she has a credit card. She has all those things. And so it's freedom of, yes, she pays for those things, right? But it's like it's freedom of I don't get to tell her necessarily when she comes home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like she has to make that choice on her own. Great thing about her is that she's a very responsible kid. She knows if she stays out late, it's going to be a hard morning. And mm-hmm. so she knows what she's supposed to do, you
yeah.
know, and to make it right because she suffers the consequences. But yeah, there is that freedom. We're going through that with the younger one because, oh my gosh, you know, she's 14 now, but, you know, she'll be a driving age soon. And so we'll have mm-hmm. to, you know, like where you were free to do stuff, now you're not because you are responsible for a car. So that car, oof. The car, the cell phone, all these big
yeah.
major milestones, you know, where you're in it. So, yeah.
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 I also think about some of my friends who are at that stage where they want to dress themselves. I'm not sure, and I hope this is encouraging, your child is always going to be asking for more autonomy.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And always seeking to make their own decisions and find that freedom apart from you. That is tough as a parent because we're watching them, right? Like me and Janelle always go, I wish the boys would still let us dress them. We used to dress them so cute, right? And now they just want to wear shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Which is great. But fighting for that autonomy is not a hill worth dying on, right?
Nope.
Like
nope.
Part of it is allowing them and embracing them to be their own person, to find that freedom, right? Because that's the whole basis here is what is the freedom that you want that you don't have? And so encouraging that autonomy is a good thing.
Yes.
We want them to make good decisions
yes.
while they're with us. So they make great decisions when they're away from us.
Absolutely.
And so I think this is a great question. Hopefully you guys have caught some time around freedom and what that means. So
awesome. See you next time. Friends, thanks so much for spending time with us on Catching Time. We hope that this has inspired you. See you next time.